I did print out some sheets, but it's going to, I see, difficult to be holding on to sheets, eating. So we'll try without our source sheets for the beginning of the share, and we'll see how it goes. As I look around, it's a very emotional moment, moments. How we made a siyum on Masechtas Baba Basra, and what a outpouring and showing from everyone. I know it's a difficult, and it's a Monday night. I'm sure most of you traveled this morning or late last night. And to come to a siyum, and I'm sure it's not just because we have fleishik tonight. We were able to have last night. We are all here for the reason of coming together, whether it's to give kavod to the fact that I came in, and that definitely that's how I look at it. And it's just a tremendous kiddush Hashem, and it definitely, I have tremendous hakaras hatayv to every single one of you for being here tonight. And as the shiur tonight, as we're going to talk a little bit about the 9 days, and I have an idea and a thought, very simple, something that we could work on. I think at the same time, we need to give a yashik kayach to those that finished Baba Basra, to all the different shiurim that we had throughout the year, whether it's Naftali early in the morning, whether it's Luzi, Yonatan, David, and once again at night, where the shiurim are such an integral part of our shul going forth, of course. That's what's going to keep us going. So I just want to take this opportunity to thank all those that were part of the Daf Yomier, and all those that gave the shiurim, whether Yitzi had to fill in for Naftali, or he had to set up the Skype, so we should have a shiur here in the morning. Everyone who participated, gave the shiurim, deserve a tremendous yashik kayach. I was standing the other day with Rav David Cohen, and someone walked over to him, a boy. And the boy said, Rebbe, he says, I don't understand. Why are you allowed to have meat and wine at a siyum during the 9 days, but you can't have music? Why can't we play music? If we have a siyum, let's play music too. And Rav David looked at him, and Rav David said to the boy, he says, let me explain to you. He says, music is not necessary part of a siyum. You can have a siyum without music. He says, but you can't have a siyum without meat and without having wine. And therefore, he says, when you have the 9 days, and we're going to talk a little bit about what we can feel and what we can work on, the basar and the wine, on one hand, we're going to see the Gemara, how they try to prohibit that during the 9 days, not just the 9 days. But on the other hand, we're making a siyum tonight. It's a tremendous, tremendous... The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because there was no Torah, according to one mandamer in the Gemara. And when we get together to make a siyum on a Masechta of such so much Torah and so much knowledge, it deserves definitely during the 9 days, what better opportunity to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu our love for Torah. I know the summer is a time of when we try to take a little bit of a vacation. Let's at the same time strengthen the shiurim during the summer, wherever we are, especially in the summer, if you're home, please try to keep the shiurim going. Now for my prepared speech. I saw today, I did prepare, and I wasn't happy with my speech, to be honest with you, that I prepared. I knew that I was going to come here, and I would see an oilum. I didn't know how many people were going to be here. And I opened up a sefer today, and this vart was so powerful, and it meant so much to me that I have to share it with Olam. And then from there, I want to talk a little bit about the Al Naharoi's Bavel, the Kapitel Tehillim, and for the short amount of time that we have, to really then talk about the shul and our growth and where I expect and where we will be in Mir Tashem because of this project that we're heading into. In Parshas Veschanon, the pasuk that sticks out is the pasuk that has the tune of the Eicha. I'm sorry, in the as we're going to read this week's parsha, Dvarim, the parsha that the pasuk that sticks out is that the pasuk Eicha Esa Levadi Tarchachem Umasechem Verivchem. Me, literally translated, how can I bear your weight? Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Bnei Yisrael and talking to Hashem, and the burden of being the leader of Klal Yisrael. And all the ribchem, the strife, sad pasuk, the parshas Dvarim and Sefer Dvarim is really a repeat of what went on. Most of the Torah, besides the Karbanos, is a review of the tragedies that went and the catastrophes in Klal Yisrael, whether it's the Eagle, whether it's the Meraglim mentioned in this week's parsha. And the next pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Havu lochem anashim chachamim. Gather men that are smart, have chachma. Unevainim, have bina. Very, very strange that this pasuk is stuck right in the middle of where Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating the history and all the episodes that Klal Yisrael went through. Oh, choose for you. And Hashem told us to take Chachamim, Nevoinim, and set up a court system. And I saw today from the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach HaKadosh says like this. Says, it's very easy to give Mussar. It's very easy to tell people they're wrong. And it's very easy to get up and try to inspire people by telling them that we're really in a matzav now in Klal Yisrael, that if we don't change, then what's going to be? Says the Shlach says that Moshe Rabbeinu as a leader understand that if you look at your Talmidim and you look at the rest of Klal Yisrael as Chachamim, Nevoinim, and you respect them and you see them as their Chacham, and you see them as a Navi, and you see them as people that are understanding, and you can then tell them you're great, and Klal Yisrael, you're Chachamim, and choose for yourself Chachamim, Nevoinim, because that's who you are, Klal Yisrael. Then Moshe Rabbeinu can go ahead and tell them, at the same time we have to change. At the same time we had a Meraglim. At the same time we had an Eagle. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, when you want it, he brings a pasuk. Al toichach leitz, literally translated, al toichach leitz is you're giving mussar. Don't give mussar to the leitz. He says that's not the translation of the pasuk. Al toichach leitz means that you treat them like litzanim. That's what al toichach leitz means. Don't give mussar to treat those people that you're giving mussar as litzanim. Then the pasuk continues, haycheach lechacham. When you give mussar to those and look at them as their chachamim. Look at them as they're wise. Look at them as he appears. And when I saw this vart, it really hit home. Especially over the... Olam asked me how my summer is. My summer is, Baruch Hashem, is wonderful. I go to Camp Monk. I learn with the boys in the morning. I go back in the afternoon. I get to spend time with Rabbi David Cohen a little bit. He's been very busy this summer. He's not even been there. I even had to take over for him. I had to walk there Shabbos and I had to speak for him. And he has tremendous hakaras hatoyim. But I still feel that I'm missing. I'm not with my chevra. I'm not with my chaverim. I'm not with, and this summer more than ever, I feel alone. I feel that, yeah, I learn, I prepare, I'm preparing for the year. I'm preparing shiurim and more shiurim and more shiurim. But I'm still not where I belong. I don't feel this is my comfort zone. And when I saw the vart and I realized, you know, I've reached that point as being a Rav, that it's not just anymore, okay, you have to tell people that who are not your chaverim, do this, don't talk, don't do. But I realize that I look at everyone and I look around tonight and I see this gathering here, how much more and how more emotional I am, that every one of you is a chacham in my eyes. Every one of you is a navin. Every one of you is a chaver. Every one of you is a friend. And together, and what an opportunity now as we are going to bark on this long journey. Hopefully it's not long, but it will feel long. But as we are rebuilding, and as Avrimi says, could you do demolition during the 9 days? The Chavetz Chaim says that when it comes to a shul, you could do whatever you want. Because that's what we're trying to build. We're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. What better zman to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are ready to take it to this level of this makom is our home. that this place is our bias. Is it a permanent bias? No. It's a temporary bias. Hopefully we'll have a bigger place, and hopefully we'll take it with us to the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll take it to the Mokoyim in Yerushalayim. But at least I see, and we've come to that realization, that the shul is our Mokoyim, and we therefore all of us have to have tremendous hakaras hatoiv, whether we agree, we don't agree, whether we think things should be differently or not. But there's a ratzon, and for the ratzon we should have hakaras hatoiv. And whether it's really Zriskin who's spending hours, and whether it's Chaim that's spending hours, and whether of course it's David who's spending time, and whether it's Avrumi who's listening to all of them and having the patience to listen to them, the effort is there, and they deserve hakaras hatoiv. And what better zman, and what better parsha, where we can say to the olam, havu lochem chachamim, I'm dealing with chachamim, I'm dealing with nevoinim. What better opportunity for us to be able to grow in Torah, yira shamayim, to have goals of where once we are going to have the shul of our dreams, and the way it's going to look is going to be a makom Torah, we will then be able to say the shiurim will be larger. I am guaranteeing it. I know, because it's going to be a makom of where we'll want to come. We're going to want to see it. We're going to want to participate. Torah will be at a premium, and we will be learning together as chaverim, and that will itself bring the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. There is a fascinating Gemara, and being that we made a Siyam on Baba Basra, I thought that we should talk a little bit about one Gemara on Baba Basra, and it's the Gemara in Daf Samach Amid Beis, and the Gemara says like this: Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, some of you might remember from the Gemara in Brachis, he went up to Shemayim, but he writes about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Dinhu. Really, we should not have meat the whole year. We should not drink wine the whole year. However, the Gemara says, "Ain geizing zera latzibel and came rive tibi chalameba." You can only be geizer. They knew that we couldn't live without meat. We can't live without wine. Then the Gemara says, not only that, they wanted to stop. This part, maybe some of us can understand. They said that not only don't eat drink wine, don't have meat. We don't want you to get married and have children. Don't have children in the world. Don't bring children into the world. And the Chassam Sofer asks, why not? Why not bring children into the world? That's what happens after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Don't bring children into the world. V'nimtza zara shel Avraham Avinu kol me'elav. Let Klal Yisrael fall apart. Ela hanach lam Yisrael mutav shushayim yimim mezidim. Very strange. Why not get married and have children? Why would the Chachamim feel that that's important now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? So I did see from the Chassam Sofer, he says that Hashem promised that Klal Yisrael is never going to be destroyed. And if there's going to be no children, then automatically, eventually, Klal Yisrael will come to an end. So by not having children, the Chacham said, we have a way. Let's not have children. Hashem will be forced to bring the Gula, so we're forcing Hashem's hand. You have no choice. We're not going to get married. We're not going to have children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have no choice. You're going to have to bring the Gula because Klal Yisrael is going to cease to exist. That's the Pshat of the Chassam Sofer. That's what he says. But I think we'll try to come back to explain it a little bit differently. But I want to talk about the halacha part. I feel that something that we can work on, very simple, it's not difficult, and it's only over a few days. Really, we should do it the whole year, and that's what we will work on. And that's Al Nara's bubble. I had a Rav that called me up, and he says to me, do you know why the Olam doesn't say Al Nara's bubble throughout the year? It's in halacha, it's in Shulchan Aruch. That was his question to me. And I want to share with the Olam that Ein Echnami, it's such a good question that really there's no answer to it. Because as we're going to see, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Chachamim did want to institute different gzeiros, and some of the gzeiros were because they were not, we don't keep them, because Ein Geizen gzeira latzibelim kein rive tibi chalameba. However, those that the Chachamim felt that are simple and easy, there's no reason why we shouldn't do it. So I am going to go through just, we don't have a lot of time, just to try to impress upon the Olam this halacha, talk a little bit about tikkun chatzos, which is not—it's not so prevalent. Although during the 3 weeks we should try. If we're up anyway, it doesn't hurt to say something. I'll share with the olam what to say, It's only one kapitel Tehillim. And we'll try to think a little bit about Churban Beis HaMikdash, especially we'll be doing demolition. It won't be so difficult. We'll think about the demolition that went on, not through the people, but happened because of the, not through the Klal Yisrael, but happened because of the Romans and, of course, the first Beis HaMikdash, Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara, the Halacha says like this, Siman Aleph Siv Beis, Hamashkim, someone who gets up early, L'schana L'fnei Borei, to daven in front of Hashem, Yichaven L'shois, try to know your hours. When the mishmar changes, there are three mishmaras a night, every 4 hours, shem b'shlish halayla, ulusayf shnei shlishi halayla, no, there's three mishmaras at the end of the first, end of the second, end of the third, because if you daven for the Beis HaMikdash during those times, it's very, very powerful. It means a lot. It doesn't say a word about Tikkun Chatzos. All the Mechaber says is figure out when the mishmaros change. Whenever the mishmar changes, that's when you should daven for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Brura brings down in Sifkat and Tes, Hamukubolim Harichu Moed Begoidol Milas scanning up by Chatzos Ki Rabu, and the Siddurim write about Arizal. So let me just again be clear: Tikkun Chatzos is Kabbalah. Davening bizman when the mishmaros change is halacha, and then the Mishnah Berurah happens to get into the machlokes when is chatzos. Basically, because we don't have time, I'll just explanation try to tell you the different shittas in chatzos. Either chatzos, the easiest way is the way the Mishnah Berurah explains. You know when chatzos day is, so whatever time the middle of the day was today, if it was 1:04, let's say 1:05. 12 hours later, an exact 12 hours later, is going to be Chatzos Laila. Tikkun Chatzos can be said then. It doesn't have to be said at that moment. Almost all the Achrayim say you could say it till another few hours you have, till the next Mishmar. That's one pshat in Chatzos. The Mogen Avraham has a different explanation of Chatzos. His Chatzos is at 6 hours. In the winter, it's going to be different than in the summer. He says you figure out when Tzeis HaKachavim is. So in the winter, it could be 5:30. 6 hours later, it's Chatzos. So 11:30 at night could be Chatzos. Tonight, according to the Magen Avraham, you would have to stay up till about 2 in the morning. That would be Chatzos. You count when it's going to be later than that. But if Shkia here, I don't know what time Shkia is here, but if Shkia is, let's say, 8:30, so it's 9:15, 6 hours later, 3:15 is Chatzos. It's probably getting light already outside. And that's going to be called Chatzos according to the Magen Avraham. And if you're going to say Tikkun Chatzos, you would have to get up at 3:15. So it might be easier just to go to sleep and get up and say Tikkun Chatzos. Lehalacha, almost all the Achronim, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's always the middle of the night. So tonight it's going to be whatever the day Chatzos is, the night is 12 hours later, and that's what's going to be, that's the Zman of Chatzos. There is a fascinating Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. The Maksha, one piece of information. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld's Sefer, the Shoyel, the one who asked him all the questions, was a Goyen. He many times is much deeper, and he writes in depth the halacha. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, in one or two words, usually said, yes, you're right, or this is halacha, or you're not right. And the Shoyel's question is like this. You have a choice. Let me read you his question. You have a choice. You could either get up to say slichas. That's his question. Misha come, someone who's getting up to say slichas, he can get up to say slichas. But if he gets up to say slichas, he's not going to have time to say tikkun chatzos. It's very difficult. You're getting up early in the morning, you have to sleep. So what should you do? Should you say tikkun chatzos or should you say slichas? And he says, "Ve'ein p'nai loymer tikkun chatzos u'slichas." One of them you can't do. So he brings down maybe in the Shoyel. Shoyel says maybe it's better to say tikkun chatzos, and he brings down like that Arizal. Vu ikur gadol, and it's better than saying slichas. That tikkun chatzos is more powerful and it's more important to say, talk about Churban Beis HaMikdash in Elul or during the Zman of Slichas to say Slichas. And he brings down from the Kaf HaChaim and the Ben Ish Chai. He says the Olam is not noig like that. Why not? That's his question to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Everyone during Elul, or at least during the week of Slichas, should stay up till 1 o'clock at night, 1:04 at night, but then it's not that late, 12:50, 12:45. Say Tikkun Chatzos. Go to sleep and don't say Slichas. If you can only do one, you can't do both. That's what you should do. Says Rabbi, let me read you Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld's Teretz. And I hope that at least during the 9 days, we can think about this and try to not just think about it, but absorb it and live it. It says like this. Inyan tikkun chatzos. Gam kei mechlal dvar. There's no shir. There's no amount what you have to say. You don't have to say all tikkun rachel, tikkun lay, all those. Im yirtzu lotzeis bezeh. If you want, all you have to do is say one kapitel tilim. Say al nares bavel. Or mizmar la'asaf. That's all you have to say. So if I told you, you want to be yaitza slichas, and you also want to be yaitza tikkun chatzos, being that slichas people are getting up early anyway, and he says that you could say tikkun chatzos, if it's not, you're getting up to slichas, it's 4 in the morning, or 4:30, you could still say tikkun chatzos. He says, say tikkun chatzos together with slichas, amaskin. Tikkun chatzos is better than slichas. And it's more important to say al nares bavel and to show that I'm thinking about Korban Beis HaMikdash than asking Hashem to forgive me. That's what he says. And he brings down from the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChai. So for those of you that are, usually I know you're going to go to sleep, and Chanami, tonight you're not going to be up for Tikkun Chatzos. If you're getting up really early in the morning, I'm sure it's light outside, it's not this month for Tikkun Chatzos. But for those of you that are on a Matzah Shabbos that are up anyway, especially this week, and it's going to come to that time where it's possible to say Tikkun Chatzos, the Maila and the benefit that you can get from that Tikkun Chatzos is better than all the Slichas that you're going to say in El. It's better than all the Slichas that you're saying during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because you thought about the pain of Hashem. You thought about Churban Beis HaMikdash. I saw, it's a Chassidus Shavart, but it's so powerful. It says, we cry, and Esav had tears. And Esav's tears, till today, are still winning out. We're in Gaulis, and the Romans, and through in history, whether it's 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, until today, they're very powerful. We cry and they cry. What's the difference? Esav cried, he comes into his father. Oh yeah, I didn't get the brachas. So we also cry. We have so many tzaras. And we cry over our tzaras. So why is it that Esav's tzar is greater than ours? And the answer is that when you have min b'minoi, when you have two of the same, min b'minoi is like bottle. So take, for example, yayin esach, it's not a good example. But if you add wine mixing up with other yayin, it's min b'minoi, so then it's not bottle. Yayin esach is like bottle, min b'minoi is like bottle. Again, it's a very bad example, but you get the picture. The min b'minoi is not bottle. If our tears and the tears of Esav are the same types of tears, we're crying because we feel that we're in pain, we have tzaris. And Esav's crying because he also is in pain. I have a tzaris. I didn't get the brachas. Min b'minoi is like batal. It's not batal. So it's Esav against us. And Esav's tears, the pain that he felt because of his tzaris was such a pain. But if our tzar and our pain is not for us, it's because of Hashem. And we're realizing that the Shechina doesn't have a makom. That's min b'sheinai minoi. Because Esav's tears are about himself. He's selfish. Our tears are not because of our selfishness. Our tears are because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bitzar. If we can think, although difficult possibly for us to do that, but if we can even just say the words, then min b'minoi, it's min b'sheinoi minoi, then Esav's tears are going to become bottle in our tears. If we can at least, as we will see now just for the few minutes that we have, at least to think about Churban Beis HaMikdash and how can we do it, we can do it before we bench. We could do it before we bench. It's brought out in Halacha. So let's go a little bit weiter here. The Shlo writes, and this is the part that the Rav asked me, how come the Olam doesn't do this? The Magen Avraham in Siman Aleph, this same Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says like this, Kasav Shlo, Shebichol Sudha Yomer Al Naris Bavel. Every meal, the whole year you should say Al Naris. We should think about the Beis HaMikdash the whole year. And Shabbos, we say Shira Malash, Shiva Siya, and everything is Kavanas Halev, that's all it is. It's all about our Kavana. What are we thinking about? Says the Machza Shekel, Loi Dai Ba Mira, it's not just enough to say it, but we should feel it. We should feel that there's a Golus here. Says the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, why don't we say it on Shabbos then? There's no Avelis on Shabbos, there's no thinking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says, not only do you accomplish with Al Naris Bavel, that you're thinking about the Beis HaMikdash the whole year, but he says you're Mekayim, the Halacha, the Gemara that says that every table needs a Dvar Torah. If you're sitting here alone, you're not saying a Dvar Torah to someone. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, reading you his words, it's in Simen Kuf Ayin, He says, first he goes into, you're not allowed to talk. How could you say it? He doesn't understand the Gemara. How could you talk while you're eating? You're not allowed to talk while you're eating. What did the Gemara mean? That you're talking in Torah. You're sitting at a table. You're not allowed to talk. So he says like this. He says, that slainu yoitzim, we are yoitza, dvar Torah at a table, ba'mesha oimrim al naros bavel, kaidim birchas hamazon. So we're mekayim with the al naros bavel, thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, and we're mekayim, dvar Torah. We're saying a kapitel in Tehillim. How easy is this? And how, I assume that we were never taught or we never understood. And the Mekar Chaim brings down V'yesh li zar loymer behem b'chol sud al naris bavel u'be'efshalis oynim b'chatzai salachurbin. If you could, we're not up. I'm not telling you to stay up. But we can think about, and you want to know when the change of the Mishmar is, because that's what the Mechaber says, it's not so late. So if Chatzais is 105, the Prima Gadim brings down three Shitas, how you figure out when the switch of the Mishmar is, but you just pick one Shita. I'm Kadosh Baruch Hu knows your Machshavis. It's 2 hours before. So if it's 104, at 11 o'clock, if you're still up at 11 o'clock, before you go to sleep, you want to include, especially now, Bizman, the 9 days, Al Naros Bavel, you're Mekayim, you're Tikkun Chatzais. That's what the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says. You don't have to say all the Tikkunim. Your Yaitz, there's no Shir. Something about Churban Beis HaMikdash is greater than Slichus. It's greater than asking, because we are now able to be Mevatel, the crying of Esau with our tears, our pain, because we're talking about it. We feel it. There are so many tzaras. If the way to get to feel it is to think about the pain and the tzaras, I came to visit someone in a bungalow colony and they said, Rav, they said, you wouldn't believe. 70% of the people in the bungalow colony have a tzara, whether it's Yanamachla, or whether it's a kid that's sick, or whether this kid's at risk. 70% of the people, he told me in this place, it's a big colony. There are so many tzaras. If that's what gets us to think about the pain of Hashem, if that's what gets us to think, then let's think that, let's go and take that path. But if we can at least include, whether it's a tefillah of Ili Rushalayim, so we're back to the question, why don't we do this all year? It's halacha. And it's interesting, the Debrezina Rav in Chela Ches also says he doesn't know what that. He says he used to say Al Naros Bavel, and he would make it. He writes, he's very honest. He says he used to say it, and his friends made fun of him. But Chaverim Elu, they didn't want me to say it, and they used to laugh at me. And then he says, I got a little older, and I said, who cares if they laugh at me? V'ani oimer, v'idia barabim, shemeoz, he told the rabbim that I started to say it with my whole body. V'agam shenere, although it looks like I'm a balgaiva because I'm saying it, he says, I don't care. La'yichbisli. Yoimer alimud masha oimer, v'ani ba'atzmi yodei. I know I'm not doing it for gaiva. I don't want the people to know that they should say Al Naros Bavel. And he feels it was necessary to do it so loud that everyone should hear. That's the whole year. The by some of the Hasidish Gedolim, they didn't say it. I'll be masking to you. I saw from the Munkacher Rebbe says he said Shira Malus told you, but he said something about the Beis HaMikdash. Shira Malus was sung in the Beis HaMikdash. So there was some mention of Shiva Sion b'Shuv Hashem as Shiva Sion. So he did mention something. So once again, if the whole year we're going to bench, if we can include Al Naros Bavel, that's the halacha. Why people don't do it, it's a very good question. Either because it's another few seconds, we don't think about it, we thought that maybe it's only a 9-day halacha, and if we do at least bench during the 9 days, we should definitely sing the Al Naros Bavel. And even if you don't bench, according to what we're saying here, and I did look at different minhagim, they said it in the afternoon, in the middle of the day, Yesh shekar Al Naros Bavel b'shvua shechal bay tisha b'av. So that would be next week. In the afternoon, l'pnei aruchas sarayim, esamizmar azeh kara b'nigun, they sang it with a tune. There was a feeling of Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's simple, it's easy. It's easier than waking up and saying Slichas at 5:30 in the morning. All we have to do is say this kapitel on Naros Bavel. Think about the words. And I want to share with you therefore the translation of it, just the first two. And then we'll conclude and some closing thoughts and we'll daven Ma'ariv. The pasuk begins Al Naros Bavel. On the rivers of Bavel, Shom Yashavnu, there we sat, Gam Bachinu. We also cried. I saw from the Imre Emes, if you need a Dvar Torah of art to say over, it's a Meridik of art. What's Gam Bachinu? We cried. We sat by the river. Bachinu, we cry. Ga means also. Also who? So, someone else was there with us that cried together with us. And he says like this. He says, yes, Einachanami. He says, the Zohar writes, and we've spoken about this many times, when Hashem split the Mayim al-Yayim and the Mayim al-Tachtayim, the Mayim in this world, the Sar, the Malach, complained. And the Malach said, it's not fair. The water in al-Yayim is close to Hashem. We are down here on this earth. We're not close. So Shivchi Kamayim, they cried out. They cried out, we want to be Pnei Hashem. We want to be near Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to them, no problem. You will be near me. You're going to be on the Mizbeach. The salt, Nisach Kamayim, the water will be poured on the Mizbeach. Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Sar goes back to Shamayim and starts crying again. Kadosh Baruch Hu, how are you going to appease us now? We now understand, says the Imre Emes. Al Nara is Bavel Sham Yashav Nugam. It wasn't only us. The Sar on the Mayim was also crying. It's not fear. The water says it's not fear that we are not serving you. And therefore, I saw from the says the Rameya Shapiro says that the Inyan, therefore, of being mispalel and to be davening and thinking it's not just us again, there's others that are crying and we're all in this together, that itself goes up and is a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael. That's pshat in the pasuk al nara is bavel sham yashavnu gam bachinu. But I want to talk about the next pasuk, the second pasuk, although it's not well known. This is what the second pasuk says: al aravim b'soicha, with the aravis amongst you, talinu kinai sein, we have hung, the word talinu is from the lashon of talia, to hang, our kinar, our harps. What does that mean? What does this have to do with Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Al aravim b'soicha, talinu kinai sein. So I saw a pshat, and this is really Rav Meir Shapiro's pshat. The word arava, we find aravis by sukkahs. What is an arava usually refer to? You have a lulav, you have the adasim, you have the esrig. The arava represents the Jew who has no tam v'reach. He has no taste, he has no smell, he has no maisim toivim, he has no Torah. He's really the am haaretz. That's the arava. The arava doesn't smell, doesn't have a taste. That's our am haaretz. That's who we talk about. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, that everyone is needed. And he says, the second pasuk, therefore, when we're talking about crying, al arava b'soicha, we need everyone. We need the arava. And with this arava, Tolina will be able to hang the kinar. The kinar was in the Beis HaMikdash. There was song, and there was dance, and there was achtus. And that's what the 9 days really is all about. It should bring Klal Yisrael together, where everyone is needed. It's necessary to have every single person. Havulanu chachamim. We're all chachamim. We're all special. We're all unique. We all have our qualities that no one else has. We have to work on certain things. We have to maybe work on lashon hara. We have to work on our avas Yisrael. We have to work on our, of course, Alimad HaTayra. But everyone in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we look at our friends, and the Baal Shem Tov says it, that if you Melametz Chus, and you look at your friend, and you can say that they're not doing something wrong, whether they are or they're not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you the same way. So if we can go ahead and look at every single person, everyone who we meet, and everyone who we talk to, and say that they're special, and I just had a meeting with someone, terrible things that are going on. But I told them that if you're going to look at yourself not in such a way, but you're special and your qualities are not found by others, and we, each one of us, gets that chizuk from knowing that we are special. And I can say, and again, as the summer progressed, and we're halfway, for at least I'm halfway, tomorrow starts the second half of the summer, and already getting phone calls, and I have to run back, and the boys are waiting there, and they want to hear to them the summer is wonderful. They get to hear all these things. They call me a makubal by the end of the summer. The chizuk that we each have to give each other, and the achdus and the love and the hakara satayv that I again want to share with the oilam here is that we're a chevra now. We're together. We've come together. We've made siyumim together. We're about to embark on this trip now of rebuilding this Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the strength, will give us the right chachma to go forward in making this makam that's going to travel with us to Eretz Yisrael. This makam that's going to be there and it's going to outshine because there was achdus, there was shalom, there was reyus, there was ahava. And that's the ikkar of what we can do. So again, as we are going to be spending the next week thinking at some point about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the tzaris that we have in Klal Yisrael, the Churban that we have, we will see that Churban. There'll be demolition. And if you can't feel it, come see it. And then you'll see what is Beis HaMikdash, what happened to the Beis HaMikdash. You'll feel what it is to be demolished. And you will then go home and you'll say, we need to rebuild. And we're rebuilding. The shul gives us that opportunity to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We'll take brick by brick and mitzvah with mitzvah, siyum with siyum, and we will be able to reach that goal of appeasing, consoling, reaching that Shabbos Nachamu where HaKadosh Baruch will send us the Nechama. And we will see, and we might, Mir Tashem, we'll get the help. When they build the Beis HaMikdash and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the shul will be rebuilt because we started, we thought about it. Let's at least work on Al Naras Bavel. Before you go to sleep, say Al Naras Bavel. If in the afternoon you have a minute before Mincha, Al Naras Bavel. If you can think about the Mishmara is difficult, that's the Halacha. Kabbalah is Tikkun Chatzos. Halacha is Al Naras Bavel. When are you going to say it? Mishmaros, by the change of the Mishmaros. That's all you have to do. Look at the calendar. If you can't figure out the Mishmaros, anytime at night. It's a Zman, Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's Laila. We want Yom. Let's say it throughout the year if we can. You have a benching anyway. How long is it going to take you to say it? Think about that first pasuk. Al Naras Bavel, everyone's crying. We're crying with those that have tzaris, not just because they don't have the Beis HaMikdash, because someone lost a father, someone lost a mother, someone whose child is sick, someone who's in the hospital themselves. The tzaris are numerous. We can't even count them. Forget about those children that are just emotionally suffering. We'll all be zayche, Mir Tashem. As again, I have tremendous thank you for every. It's a tremendous just looking around at the olam here. What a chizik during the summer to come together here to see such an olam of Torah, see an olam to give kavod at Torah, to make a siyum on a mesechta, join Sanhedrin. Join the Sanhedrin that we want to be back in the Beis HaMikdash, where they had the Sanhedrin of Shivan Be'echot sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll be zeicha to have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash with a Simchas HaChaim. Thank you all again for coming and for listening. Good.